Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. Notre Dame cornerback Benjamin Morrison underwent successful arthroscopic surgery on his right shoulder Monday, the team announced yesterday. The star defender, who's entering his junior year, is expected to return for the 2024 football season. Morrison joined senior quarterback Riley Leonard as critical players for Notre Dame, who will likely miss the rest of spring ball. In Morrison's absence, junior Jaden Mickey and sophomore Christian Gray will take the first-team cornerback reps for the remainder of spring ball. Spring practice wraps up April 20th with the Blue-Gold game. You can watch the game on Peacock or hear it starting at 12:30 April 20th on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Hannah Hidalgo and Maddie Westbeld have been named Women's Basketball Coaches Association Region 1 finalists for this season's WBCA NCAA Division 1 Coaches All-America team. Hidalgo has shattered nearly every freshman record in the books by this point, including the ACC freshman scoring and steals record. With 157 steals on the year, Hidalgo now also owns Notre Dame's program's single-season steals record. Westbeld enters the Sweet 16, averaging 14.2 points and almost 9 rebounds per game this season. The latter mark is a career high. She has 12 double-doubles on the year after starting this season with just 9 over her first 3 years. During Notre Dame's 10-game win streak, the senior forward is posting 15.1 points and 8.1 rebounds per game with a 46.4% mark from behind the arc. She also has 14 blocks in that span. The Irish women are back in action Friday afternoon against Oregon State in a Sweet 16 matchup. Pregame starts at 2:15 on Live 99.9. Despite another early exit from the NCAA tournament, Kentucky men's basketball coach John Calipari will return for his 16th season in 2024-25, according to athletic director Mitch Barnhart. Calipari's future seemed cloudy following the Wildcats' first-round loss to Oakland, a 14 seed, in the NCAA tournament last week. Calipari has one national title in 2012, and his most recent Final Four appearance for Kentucky was in 2015. Left-hander Jordan Montgomery and the Arizona Diamondbacks are in agreement on a one-year $25 million contract that includes a vesting player option for a second season, bolstering the National League champions' rotation with the postseason standout from the team that beat them in the World Series. The deal, which is pending a physical, ends Montgomery's free agency 2 days before opening day. Though it technically already started last week in South Korea, Major League Baseball's true opening day is tomorrow. As the season fires up, the Dodgers are the favorites to win it all this season according to the sportsbooks. They sit at plus 350 in the books, followed by Atlanta at plus 450, Houston at plus 750, and the Orioles and Yankees each at plus 1100. The Chicago Cubs are on the list at plus 2800, Detroit is at plus 6000, the White Sox are a long shot at plus 30,000. NBA scores from last night saw Golden State beat Miami 113-92. The Lakers beat the Bucks in double overtime, 128-124. OKC over New Orleans, 119-112. Dallas beat Sacramento, 132-96. Dylan Strome scored twice, including the overtime winner, to give the Washington Capitals a massive 4-3 victory over the Detroit Red Wings last night. Jason Dickinson's 19th and 20th goals of the season powered the Chicago Blackhawks to a 3-1 win over Calgary. This next season, kickoffs are going to look very different in the NFL. Yesterday, owners approved a massive change in how kickoffs will be executed. The kicker will be kicking the ball from the 35-yard line, like normal. The rest of the kicking team will line up on their opponent's 40-yard line. The receiving team will have 9 or 10 players lined up on their own 35-yard line. Kicks must land in a landing zone between the receiving team's 20-yard line and the goal line. Once the ball is fielded or it hits the ground, players from both teams may begin play. A kick that either goes out of bounds or lands short of the 20-yard line will result in the receiving team getting the ball on their own 40-yard line. A kick that goes into the end zone will result in a touchback, and the receiving team will get the ball at their own 30. New reporting says that Detroit Lions defenseman Cameron Sutton was at the team's facility when news that an arrest warrant had been issued was made public. Team president Rod Wood, who was at the NFL's league meetings in Orlando, said that a member of the team was able to talk with Sutton and advise him to turn himself in. The next day, the Lions released Sutton. Sutton is wanted for suspicion of domestic violence through strangulation, which, if convicted, would be a third-degree felony with up to 5 years in prison. Sutton remains at large. The Major League Soccer referee lockout is over. The month-long standoff finally ended after a new collective bargaining agreement was ratified by the Professional Soccer Referees Association. The new deal will run through January of 2031. Officials will be returning to work starting March 30th for match day 7. Of 97 eligible voters, 93 participated and 72 voted yes, giving the measure a 77.4% approval rate.
A cloudy morning, then sunny afternoon. Still going to be quite cool and breezy. High temperatures at 44. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.